Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
We were out at our tree time last week. We had a great time. Thank you to Laurie and Jim Kane out at Tree Time, wonderful hosts. Thank you to everybody who came out to view the broadcast and all of our special guests. Last week really got us in the holiday spirit. And every store that, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. It's not even close to Thanksgiving yet. Every store that you go in has their holiday decorations up. Holiday season is here, my friends. So I thought we better get a jump on it as well and talk about all of the holiday shows that are going to be coming into the Chicago area. Joining us to chat about that this morning is our pal Deb Clapp, the executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters. Good morning and welcome. Very, very nice to have you here with us, if I can figure out which one's your microphone. Try again.
Good morning, Dean.
There
Thanks for
are.
Having me.
Ah, there you are. Very nice. Did I mention we're in a completely different studio?
You mentioned that. Yeah. You mentioned that.
I don't know if it's obvious.
Understandable.
I don't know if it's obvious to people on the air that the show has suddenly collapsed under its own weight here even a few minutes ago. Welcome. Nice to have you here with us. You'd mentioned something interesting to me, that people are going back to the theater between the Cubs and the election.
Yeah, the Cubs and the election,
people
really.
People were staying home.
People were staying home or going to Cubs games or who knows what. So, but this past week, we've seen a lot of people coming back to the theater. So we're really happy about that. And
I would imagine people looking for a little escape from reality.
A little escape, a little maybe a new way of thinking about things, or just some way to, you know, try to piece everything together. So.
Yeah. I think sometimes you need to do that. Yeah. It was a very
theater's a great way to do that.
Yeah, it was a very stressful election season. So nice that we have these opportunities to go and kind of take our minds someplace else for a little while.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it looks like another busy season of holiday productions for the Chicago area.
Really, really great holiday productions coming up. And most of them are opening the end of this week. I think most of them are going into production Thursday, Friday, next weekend. So we have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is coming in only next weekend to the Chicago Theater. So I think they're only doing something like 7 performances or something.
Yeah, actually we've got some tickets to see that production.
Oh, that's great.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We have tickets to the November 17th performance, which is opening night. Tickets are on sale for their 9 shows, apparently.
9 shows.
November 17th through 20th. Let's take the 7th caller right now and give those pair of tickets away on our phone line at 312-981-7200. Caller 7, you will be our winner to see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer coming to the Chicago Theater. Before we go down the list of other productions that are going on, explain League of Chicago Theaters. What it is that you guys do and all the services you provide for theater lovers.
Sure. We're a service and support organization for Chicago Theater. We have 247 member theaters throughout Chicagoland, and one of the services that we provide is HotTix. That's our half-price ticketing at hottix.org. We also do, we sponsor Chicago Theater Week. I'm sure a lot of your listeners get excited about Chicago Theater Week every year, and we also do many things for Chicago Theater. What we say is we help Chicago Theater to thrive. And that includes professional development activities, community activities. We do a lot of showcase. We do advertising. So all kinds of things in support of Chicago Theater.
Yeah, I mean, one of the greatest things is HotTix. so people can save some money trying to go see some of these shows, because they can get a little expensive.
They can.
So explain how this whole thing works. You go to hottix.org.
Sure, you can go to hottix.org, or we also have two locations that you can walk up to. One is 72 East Randolph, and one is at inside the Block 37 Mall at Randolph and State. And if you go to hottix.org, you'll see a list of all the shows that are available. All of the shows that are available online are also available in person. So either way you choose to do it, you're going to get the same deal and you're going to get the same tickets. And there are, if you look on there today, you'll see, you know, 60 or 70 shows on there that are available for purchase either for today or for next week. And we even now do shows in advance. So you can also look on there and see if maybe there's something that, if we mention something here today that you want to see, you can see if we have it in advance. But always check back, because sometimes when we don't have it in advance, we will get it closer to the show.
Are most shows at one point or another, I mean, these are apparently unsold tickets, right?
Yes.
You're helping the theaters to sell. Do most of the shows, you know, have tickets that are put available on Hot
Almost Tix? Everything you'll find on Hot Tix. You won't. Here's what you're not going to find, Dean.
The Big H.
The Big H. You're not gonna see it on Hot Tix. Not now, anyway. Almost everything else you will find on Hot Tix at some point.
But the Big H. I mean, Hamilton. They do those $10. They do those $10 lottery day of lotteries.
That's right.
So I mean, there is a cheap way.
Oh yeah.
If you're super super lucky, there is a way.
And you know, I've known a couple of people who have gotten them. So, I would say that is a great way to get a ticket.
Yeah.
So to the Big H.
There are ways for not only the Big H, but for most of the shows that are in Chicago and many of the ones that we're going to talk about in a minute. To get tickets at greatly reduced prices.
Absolutely.
Hot Tix,
HOTTIX.org. That's it.
That you can go there or to their two locations. We'll repeat those coming up in a minute. Deg Clapp is here. He's the executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters. We'll run down the list of some of the holiday shows. Coming up next, Deb Clapp is here, the executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters, kind of representing all of the Chicago theaters, with a great overview of the holiday productions. Some of the most frequently asked questions that I get every week, Deb, are about, number one, about Hot Tix. What's that place where I can get the half-price tickets? HotTix.org. Can't say it enough. And going to be in town, certain date, and what should I go and see, especially this time of year?
Mm-hmm.
So people are off for the holidays. They want to come downtown, see the tree, go to, I almost said Marshall Fields, go over to Macy's to see the windows and, you know, all the decorations and everything downtown, and see a holiday play. That's what people want to see. Let's just run down the list of, you know, some of the perennial favorites that are still up and running this year. And some new choices.
Absolutely. So the Goodman has A Christmas Carol. Every year, you know, talk about your perennial favorites. This Christmas is in its 39th year, if you can believe that.
How about that?
And it's really every year, you know, you can never say, oh, I've seen A Christmas Carol. I don't want to see that again. You know, every year I think you take something different away from it. Yeah. And every year at the Goodman, it just seems to get better and better. It's such a wonderful show.
They find a way to reinvent the show.
They do.
Every year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's available. And probably available on Hot Tix from time to time.
It will be available on Hot Tix at some point. Probably earlier is your best chance of getting it.
Okay. All right. What else?
It's A Wonderful Life, live in Chicago. Oh, yeah. That's American Blues Theater. That's a radio play. Of course, the story, It's a Wonderful Life. We all know that from the movie, but they do this really wonderful radio play version of it, that a live radio play, which
like old-time radio.
Yeah, exactly. Really, really great
show.
They're
going to be here in a couple of weeks. They're going to do that here with us, and I love them.
Because, oh, that's great. Oh,
yeah,
good.
They let me do some of the Mr. Potter parts. because I may be, from time to time, I might be a little cranky. And
no.
Happy New Year in jail is my favorite line. Okay, so that's going on American Blues Theater at the Greenhouse Center on Lincoln Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And that will begin on November the 18th. What else do we have going on?
The House Theater is doing The Nutcracker, which is not the dance version of The Nutcracker. And that's quickly becoming a Chicago tradition. House Theater has done their own version of The Nutcracker. Very like all of their shows. It's whimsical. It's fun. It is for the whole family. And it's really a phenomenal interpretation of that story of the Nutcracker.
That's a really nice theater, too, the Chopin.
It is a really nice
really
theater.
Great place to see a show. But the Joffrey's version is back as well.
Well, the Joffrey is actually, this is the world premiere of their new Nutcracker. So they are, of course, it will be the music and the dance that that we've all come to know and love. But this is a new version of it. So really looking forward to what they're doing.
Still
with
at the Auditorium Theater.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's going to begin on December the 10th.
Yes.
Christmas Schooner is another that has become a big Chicago favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a Chicago story. It's probably the only one we have that's really a a Christmas story. Is that that's a Chicago story, right?
I can't remember.
I don't know. Anyway, Christmas Schooner is a Chicago story that's about a schooner that brings Christmas trees from Michigan to Chicago.
Yeah.
And you're right; it's quickly becoming a Chicago favorite.
Yeah,
gonna be
that's
at the,
been running for years.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the Mercury.
The
Theater.
Mercury.
Yeah, Mercury on Southport.
Yeah.
Talking about a Christmas story, the musical.
Yeah.
Going to be in a different location this year.
Yeah, it's going to be the Citadel Theater is going to do their production of A Christmas Story, which I think will be really great. They're a smaller theater, and they're up in Lake Forest. So if you're up in Lake Forest, up in the suburbs, I think this would be a really great choice. Citadel does really nice work, and, you know, I love this play. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, lots of traditional and lots of irreverent shows. Like Second City's Holidazed and Confused,
mm-hmm.
and Twist Your Dickens. What? we're going to put a full list up on our page of the web, and you can see them all as well at hottix.org. Or the League of Chicago Theaters website is
chicagoplays.com. And you mentioned people who are looking to come see a show on a specific date. You can go to chicagoplays.com and look by date of all the shows that are playing.
Okay.
Also, you can search on HotTix by date as well, but we may not have them as far in advance as you'd like.
Deb Clapp, Executive Director, League of Chicago Theaters. Happy holidays to you. Thank you for coming in. Always
Same
great to
you.
See you.